Okay, today is the 19th of August. It's Friday around 11, a little after 11. We went to, took a little trip this morning, took a little walk. Mark is going to be reading for us the 13th chapter of Acts. This is a very, very important chapter. This is actually the chapter that is... God has a tremendous verse in it which highlights election, and it's in the 48th verse of Acts 13:48. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. So Mark's going to read this chapter for us this morning. And of course, we only use the authorized King James Version of the Bible. We do not use the newfangled versions, the revised version, the New King James Version, the New International Version, the New Jerusalem Bible, the New English Bible, the John MacArthur Study Bible, all the other Bibles. We use the 1611 version of the authorized King James Version of the Bible.
Now there were in the church that was Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had brought up with her the tetrarch, and Saul. She ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed into Cilicia. From thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. And they had also John, their minister. When they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name, by interpretation withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who was called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him, said, "O Paul, of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, the enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season." Immediately there fell on him a mist and darkness, and he went about seeking the sun to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia. John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. When they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch and Bethsaida. They went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. After reading the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent them, saying, "You men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation to the people, say on." And Paul stood up and beckoning with his hand said, "Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our father to exalt the people when they dwelled as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with a high arm brought he them out of it. About the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land then by lot. And after that he gave unto the judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. Afterward desired a king, God gave unto them Saul, the son of Kish. a man of the tribe of Benjamin by the space of 40 years. When he removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony, said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. And John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Who think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children, the stock of Abraham, whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of his salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem, their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have filled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain. But when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in the sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead, and he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, are as witnesses unto the people, and we declare unto you glad tidings out of the promise which was made unto the fathers. God hath fulfilled the same unto us with children, and that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he hath also another psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, was laid in his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. By him all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware therefore lest it come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers shall wander and perish, for I work the work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. When the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews were with his proselytes following Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. When the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things that were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, said it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to Gentiles. So hath the Lord commanded, saying, I am sent to be a light of the Gentiles, and thou shouldest speak for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. As many as were ordained to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. The Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, expelled them out of their coast, but they shook off the dust of their feet against them, came unto Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And whom he did predestinate, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Romans 8:28. 39, God bless.